Patient's name is Joanna Rena, first name J-O-A-N-N-A, last name R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 10/31/2014. Date of service is 7/13/2022. History of present illness, a 7-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Mom states that patient is just not feeling well and she has very high fever. She did give ibuprofen 20 minutes prior to arrival. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 111 over 69, heart rate 161, respiration 16, temp 102.1, O2 99, and she weighs 52.6 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact. She has mild erythema to the posterior pharynx without tonsillar enlargement, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's very hot, dry, no rash, no lesions. Please add addendum to H-E-E-N-T. She does have a little sty on the bottom of her right eyelid with mild erythema, which does not seem to be causing her much irritation and does not appear to be a source of infection. Assessment and plan, number one, COVID positive, number two, viral syndrome, number three, febrile illness. Patient did get a dose of Tylenol, 10 mils immediately when she got to the office since her temperature was so high. To help bring that down. She did get strep and COVID swabs. Strep was negative. Unfortunately, COVID is positive. We did instruct mom to follow the CDC protocols. Follow the CDC guidelines, rather. She'll continue to treat her with Motrin and Tylenol. She states that she does not have that medication at home, so I did write her a script for it. I did tell her to encourage fluid intake, and if she has any worsening of condition, she can bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. My mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.